This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. This Wednesday marks the first day of the trial of 20 men accused in the Islamic State group's 2015 attacks on Paris that left 130 people dead. It is being held in a secure complex embedded within the city's historic courthouse. 9 gunmen and suicide bombers struck within minutes of each other at the National Soccer Stadium, the Bataclan Concert Hall, and restaurants and cafes. The only survivor of the extremist cell from that night is the key defendant among those being tried for the deadliest attack in France since World War II. Only 14 men will be standing trial, 6 men being tried in absentia. And the trial is scheduled to last for about 9 months, with the verdict expected in May. The Taliban announced a caretaker cabinet for that pays homage to the group's old guard. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with details.
Afghanistan's interim prime minister is Mullah Hassan Akhund. He headed the Taliban government in Kabul during the last years of its rule. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar will be one of 2 deputies. He led talks with the United States and signed the deal that led to America's final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Sirajuddin Haqqani has been named interior minister. He's on the FBI's most wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head. The interim government is all male and drawn mostly from Afghanistan's dominant Pashtun ethnic group. The move seems unlikely to win the international support Afghanistan needs to avoid an economic meltdown. I'm Ben Thomas.
And again, the Taliban announcing a caretaker cabinet, paying homage to the group's old guard. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.